And welcome back. This is Radio DMG Pocket Edition for June 15th, 2010. In the previous episode, I went ahead and was recounting some of the Nintendo 3DS titles that were announced. I'm going to go ahead and finish up the list over here. Starting up where we were with Square Enix, where they mentioned the Dragon Quest franchise, codenamed Chocobo Racing 3D, Final Fantasy franchise, and Kingdom Hearts. That new Kingdom Hearts is actually a new story. It's not a port of Recoded or anything else. Not a port of the first game at all. In fact, it looks like it may actually have more to do with Kingdom Hearts 3 than with Kingdom Hearts 1, 2, Birth by Sleep, or any of the other ones. So anyways, yes, we're going to be moving on to Take-Two Interactive, which just has Carnival Games. Woo! Actually, eventually, they'll probably get a Grand Theft Auto from them, and that will be pretty sweet. Can't wait. Anyways, from Tecmo Koi, we have Dead or Alive 3D, which is a fighting game this time around and not a creepy photo shoot thing. Dynasty Warriors, which is, of course, hack and slash, again, and in 3D. Samurai Warriors, which is, of course, hack and slash in 3D, kind of like Dynasty Warriors, but in a different setting. The Ninja Gaiden, which will most likely make people want to throw their Nintendo 3DS. Awesome. Tommy has Naruto Shippuden Action. Okay, thanks. And then the lovely Lisa 3D, it's kind of a, has nothing to do with The Simpsons. It has everything to do with creepy dolls. THQ has Day Blob 2, which means it's coming off the Wii to the DS, rather the 3DS. Kung Fu Panda Kaboom of Doom, which will be out around the time when the movie is. Marvel Superhero Squad Infinity Gauntlet, The Penguins of Madagascar, another movie tie-in. Puss in Boots, another movie tie-in with Antonio Banderas. And Saints Row Drive-By, which means, I'm not sure what that means. Ubisoft has a, Ubisoft. Anyways, they have Assassin's Creed Lost Legacy, Battle of the Giants, Dinosaur Strike, Driver Renegade, takes place in a coma, Hollywood 61, which I think has to do with Studio 61, a detective mystery, Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon, Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell Chaos Theory, and hopefully, I'd like to see a Rayman game from them, maybe Rayman 2 or something, that'd be kind of nice, or that new Rayman, that would be very nice. Warner Brothers' Batman franchise and Lego franchise, of course. Anywho, on the DS side, there's a huge amount of games coming out, but I'm only going to emphasize on a couple of them because I don't have too much time here. Etrian Odyssey 3, yes, from Atlas. River City Sports Challenge, Super Sports Challenge, you better buy that. I mean, it's a River City Rampage type game, you know? Yeah, River City Ransom, I mean. Oh, coming in, Ghost Trick, Puzzle Quest 2, 101 Sports Mega Mix. Okay, yeah, check it out. Disney has some stuff, not anything really. We have, what else is on here that's really worthwhile? Oh, Ghostwire might be interesting. Crafting Mama is another one of those cooking mama, babysitting mama things, and we'll probably see that on the 3DS as well. Rock Band 3, Harvest Moon Grand Bazaar, Lufia, Curse of the Sinistrals, Quarter 3, which means we're getting it this fall. Rune Factory 3, A Fantasy Harvest Moon, yes, I can't wait to see what Natsume does with the 3DS. And of course, we're getting July 11th, Dragon Quest 9, it's going to be awesome, Professor Layton in the Unwound Future, September 20th, Pokemon Ranger, Guardian Signs, Golden Sun, Dark Dawn, and Mario vs. Donkey Kong, Miniland Mayhem, all this fall and holiday. And then we have Sonic Colors from Sega, and Final Fantasy The Four Heroes of Light from Square. And let's see, there's a couple other things on here. Super Scribble Knots, August, that's a quarter four thing. August 24th, we get Ivy the Kiwi, who you should totally check out. And, well, in this little bit here we have left, I'll see you on the next podcast, or the next side. Thank you, and talk to you in a little bit.